Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host Jason. I have a pretty cool episode. Like, this hero is pretty awesome given the chance. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way. Get into it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube and TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. It really helped me out, and I post superhero memes daily to kind of help keep that going, so you have something to entertain you. Also, if you ever want to email me directly, you are more than welcome to. My email address is b4itall@yahoo.com. You can email me questions, comments, things I may have missed, fun facts that you know, ideas for future episodes, like requests for heroes to be covered, things like that. What would you do with the character? I am all about it. I respond to everything as much as I can. And I love having conversations. So I definitely want to open it up to you guys. Alright. Now this week I am covering the DC hero, the Ray. I'm covering the kind of the newer iteration of him. Not the old version. Even though this one's still a pretty old version. Not the old version. So the more current version of the Ray. But fun fact, the Ray was actually part of a team called the Freedom Fighters. So Uncle Sam and the members of the Freedom Fighters, in addition to other characters like the Blackhawks, Plastic Man, and Kid Eternity, and more, were part of Quality Comics and were sold to DC Comics when that publisher went out of business in 1957. That is a heck of a catalog they got there. The Blackhawks, Plastic Man. We did a deep dive on Lady Blackhawk. We did a deep dive on Plastic Man. Check those out because they were a lot of fun. All right. So the Ray, his real name is Raymond Ray Terrell. Or Terrell. I don't know. But from a very young age, Raymond Terrell is told by his supposed father that exposure to direct sunlight will kill him. Privately tutored in his window-darkened home, he is dubbed Night Boy by the media. At the age of 18, Ray learns the truth about his heritage while at the deathbed of his father, Happy Terrell. The man dying admits that he was the Golden Age Ray, and that exposure to sunlight will activate Raymond's own light-based superpowers. As a child, would have been unable to control such power and thus had to be kept in darkness. Okay, I can follow. I'm following that so far. At the funeral for Happy Terrell, Ray meets his cousin Hank, who urges him to become a superhero like his father. When he refuses, Happy shows up very much alive in his classic Ray costume and looking far younger than he should to meet his son. Now, the classic Ray costume, it was like a solid one-piece yellow bodysuit almost. And it had these kind of like points that came out from the neck, almost like sunbeams. And he wore a yellow mask with, went over, almost like a half-face mask. With like a fin at the top, I guess is the best way to describe it. Yeah, so he shows up in his classic costume looking far younger than he should, and he tells Raymond that he was in fact raised by his uncle Thomas Terrell, and that he must use his newfound powers to save the Earth from a powerful cosmic light entity. Raymond eventually decides to take up the mantle of the Ray, defeats the evil Dr. Polaris, and succeeds in dissuading the light entity from its destructive purpose. Ray's adventures continue, bringing him to battle with such villains like Brimstone, Neron, and Vandal Savage. During the Death of Superman storyline, Ray is recruited into the Justice League for roughly a year of service. During this time, Ray has a brief romance with Black Canary. Good job, Ray. His tenure with the League takes place as the team was split into different factions, one led by Wonder Woman, who consistently deferred to the team's United Nations mandate, and the other, more hot-headed, Captain Atom. Ray was present when fellow League member Ice was killed by the Overlord, prompting a number of member departures and signifying the end of the League operating closely with the UN. Ray is then asked to join the ranks of the Justice League Task Force, led by Martian Manhunter. With the Task Force, he shared a number of adventures, including repeated tangling with Vandal Savage. Ray eventually began to view fellow Task Force members Gypsy and Triumph as a family, and viewed the Martian Manhunter in more of a fatherly role than his actual father. This was complicated by Triumph's frequent conflicts for leadership with the Manhunter, and though Ray's own issues, which was shown in his solo series, which ran concurrent with the Task Force, caused him to leave the team, he'd eventually leave to aid them in their last off-world mission to help the robot Elrond, who was then inhabiting Despero's body. The last adventure of the Justice League Task Force involved their traveling to the center of the Earth and into Skateris, world of the Warlord. Ray's body was taken over by a mystic and used against the team until he was later freed by his friends. Now, in his own series, which, like I said, ran concurrent with the Justice League Task Force, Ray confronts several villains and anti-heroes, including an out-of-control child with powers similar to Ray's, who turns out to be his half-brother Joshua, and a computer game villain known as Deathmask, who has somehow become real. Okay. You know, this was during a time where storylines didn't really matter so much, I guess. I don't know. All right. His relationship with his father is strained several times as he discovers the extent of Happy's manipulative streak and the well-intentioned deceptions he had perpetrated concerning his own family. When Triumph, disregarding the orders of the Martian Manhunter, refuses to help Ray deal with Deathmask, Ray turns instead to Vandal Savage for help. Savage coaches Ray for some time, utilizing his little-used skill with computers and giving Ray a high business position. When Deathmask targets Ray's mother, he manages to reprogram and then destroy the computerized villain for good. A woman claiming to be Ray's girlfriend from the future brutally attacks Savage to show Ray, who had begun to think of Savage as almost friendly terms, that Savage stole body parts from his many descendants whenever he was critically injured. This prompts Ray to sever ties with Savage. When Ray's mother learns that he is still alive and Happy led her to believe that Ray died in childbirth, they share a happy reunion. He is also faced with glimpses of an unpleasant possible future, which he may have averted by the series' conclusion. After the disbanding of the Justice League Task Force to make way for a newly formed JLA, Ray keeps a Justice League Reserve member status, but is rarely seen in DC Comics for several years, which is a crime because he's awesome looking. Ray also joins another team, the Forgotten Heroes, led by Resurrection Man. Brought together to take down Vandal Savage, the team eventually disbands, and Ray presumably continues a solo hero career. In the final night, Ray participates in making a secondary sun to try and fool the Sun Eater. He also personally watches out for a small Mexican town, using his powers to make sure it is sufficiently heated. This task uses up most of Ray's power until he collapses. Now drained, a kiss from fire provides enough power to rejuvenate Ray, and with the help of Zatanna and Firestorm, the fate of the town is assured. Wow, so you got a kiss from fire, who is this like Brazilian that does green fire powers, That rejuvenates them. I bet it did. I bet it did. There's something about those Brazilians, right? All right. Around this time, he's approached by the demon Neron, who attempts to gain his soul. Neron, despite being far beyond the concepts of gender, has to resort to pretending to be the villainous Cersei after part of the plan involves a kiss and Rey comes to believe that he has kissed a guy. In the end, Rey does not fulfill his part of the bargain and as a result, does not lose his soul. Interesting. Now, remember, this was done in the past. This was done before all the different, like, identity things. This was just, it made for a story. I'm not even going to say a good story, just made for a story. Alright, Rey later takes part in saving the universe against the might of an ancient, ultra-powerful weapon called Mageddon. Following this, Rey appears as a Titan West recruitment, at a Titans West recruitment drive party in Los Angeles. Although he joins Green Lantern's Justice League of Air during the Justice League's crisis, wherein each member forms his or her own minor league, he soon is back adventuring on his own. While in the fight against Imperiex during DC's Our Worlds at War crossover, Rey is called upon as a reserve member of the JSA. On their mission, Rey, along with several other modern-day freedom fighters, fight to release the captured Daxamite people from imprisonment. Although Rey is severely injured in battle, the team succeeds in their mission and Rey quickly heals. Rey then joins Young Justice after saving a boy's life while the team rides a tram car to FDR Island. He is with the team during their assault on Zandia on behalf of Empress and uses up his entire supply of energy to strike a crippling blow against the vampire Lady Zand. In the interest of expanding Young Justice, when the then leader, Wonder Girl, agrees to make the team part of a reality TV show. This backfires when Secret, having been corrupted, turns against Young Justice and the footage is broadcast on the internet. After Secret is depowered by Darkseid, Rey leaves the team, which itself disbands soon afterwards, following the death of Donna Troy. Soon afterwards, he meets the Nowhere Men, the deadly figments of a writer's imagination accidentally brought to life, with the goal of wiping out the individuality of the world. The Nowhere Men begin attacking superheroes. They use beams that cause a type of suspended animation, and Rey is caught in one of these beams along with the Elongated Man and a new major victory. After a long battle with Superman, the Nowhere Men are defeated, and Rey and the others are freed. They just keep having them kind of play on the losing end of things, and it's really weird. Alright, Rey joins other JSA reserves to help contain the damage caused by the villainous trio of Mordru, Obsidian, and Eclipso. He later joins a new government-sponsored Freedom Fighters team. However, the Freedom Fighters are ambushed and many of the team are taken care of by a secret society in Infinite Crisis Number 1. The villainous Dr. Light is the society member who manages to capture Rey alive. As he is dragged away by the Psycho Pirate, the barely conscious Terrell is told that Luther, who is Alexander Luther Jr. of Earth 3, needs him alive. Rey is captured for Alex's master plan, but later escapes during the battle in the Arctic along with Power Girl, Breach, Lady Quark, and all the other prisoners attached to the reality-altering tower created from the Anti-Monitor's corpse. There, Rey deduces that it was Psycho Pirate responsible for manipulating Bizarro into beating the human bomb to passing, therefore managing to use his emotion-altering powers on Rey and Power Girl. The Psycho Pirate is definitively slain by the enraged Black Adam. I had a really hard time saying that word. That's really weird. Okay. During week one of 52 of the 52 series, Rey is met by an overjoyed Black Canary as various heroes from around the world see each other for the first time since Infinite Crisis. Rey was also part of the large superhero team drafted by Alan Scott to fight Black Adam, who was, at the time, menacing China. At the beginning of DC's One Year Later event, Ray Terrell's whereabouts are unknown, and in the Superman story, Up, Up, and Away, Ray tries to repower a weakened Superman along with the heroic Dr. Light unsuccessfully. Ray finally returns to action in Uncle Sam and the Freedom Fighters number 7. Wearing a new costume, he encounters and soundly defeats the traitorous Stan Silver, who has taken the name Ray for himself. Ray Terrell then joins the new Freedom Fighters. Though captured by the villainous Red Bee, Ray and the rest of the fighters eventually manage to turn the tables on the insect team invaders, on the insect alien invaders, defeating them. To accomplish this, Ray's father Happy drank from the desert oasis of Neon the Unknown, vastly increasing his own powers and leading Happy to take the name of Neon for himself. Ray and Happy are later shown at a baseball game attempting to reconcile their rocky relationship. The Ray then becomes an important part of the resistance against Darkseid and his justifiers. He acted as a courier due to his ability to escape the Anti-Life Equation's powers and delivered the Daily Planet issues still being produced from Superman's Fortress of Solitude. When the Justifiers attacked the Justice League Watchtower, Ray turned into a carrier wave capable of teleporting most of the people there away. Although Green Arrow chose to stay behind to buy them some time, he later managed to create a massive Metron emblem across the Earth, severely disrupting the Anti-Life broadcast and damaging Darkseid's operation enough to seriously cripple it. Whew, we don't have that much more to go in the history. During the Blackest Night crossover, Ray managed to capture a Black Lantern power ring in a cage of light at the behest of Simon Stagg and brought it to an underground lab for examination. The lab was then attacked by a swarm of Black Lanterns, and Ray was last seen fighting a number of Western-themed Black Lanterns, including the deceased Super Chief and Scalp Hunter. After ordering the other living humans out of the line of fire, Ray released enough power to bring down the underground complex. Despite this, neither of the two humans he bought time for managed to escape the town alive. His condition was, at the time, unknown, but he has since appeared alive and unharmed. Of course he has, because that's what happens. Now, while escaping from a hostile attacking force, Black Lightning, Metamorpho, and Owlman are forced to take refuge in Simon Stagg's secret base, previously seen partially destroyed during the attack by the Black Lanterns. After an initial fight with Stagg's employee Freight Train, Metamorpho is later attacked by Stagg's manservant Java and merged with the chemical monstrosity Chemo. After Owlman and Freight Train defeat Chemo, they contact Stagg, who sends Ray, apparently still in the man's employment, to help separate Metamorpho from Chemo, though Ray confesses he has no idea how Stagg knew of Metamorpho's condition. Throughout all of this, Ray remained unaffiliated with Uncle Sam and the Freedom Fighters as they continued to fight for America against such threats as the Living America, a superhuman prison break, and Jester and the Arcadians. Finally, the team was destroyed by the one foe they could not fight, government cutbacks. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, that's really bad. I'm sorry. Alright, like the earlier versions of the character, the DC Rebirth version of Ray Terrell was told that any exposure to direct sunlight will kill him. Running away from home as a team, he soon discovered that exposure to light grants him light-based superpowers, including flight, light projection, and invisibility. Ray eventually settles in Vanity, Oregon, which is previously seen in Aztec, where he saves a childhood friend from a supervillain hate group. This version of the Ray is openly homosexual. He is later recruited into Batman's new Justice League of America, which includes the Third Adam, Vixen, Black Canary, Killer Frost, the third version of Killer Frost, and Lobo. He also dates Zeno, the League engineer. So that's a lot. Like, I don't like how he is, like, super powerful. And he just constantly seems to be underperforming. Are you guys getting this? Are you guys getting the same vibe I am? I don't know. I'm just unimpressed. Now let's get into his powers. I want to know what you guys think, though. Let me know what you think. Like I said, you can email me directly anytime. It's b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. YouTube is absolutely the best way. I would really appreciate it if you subscribed, if you liked the video, comment, all that good stuff. Help me boost the channel. It would be huge for me. I would appreciate it so much. But let's have a conversation. Like, I just feel like the Ray, for as powerful as he can be, is just extremely underwhelming, you know? Let me get into his powers and you let me know what you think. So, the Ray absorbs, stores, and processes light. Uses the energy to fly and create destructive bursts of radiation. His energy capacity is virtually limitless, and he is capable of manipulating light to create illusions and even solid light constructs, as well as render himself and others invisible. He can convert his body completely into any wavelength on the electromagnetic spectrum. No physical harm from impact can come to him in this form, as demonstrated when Lobo punched Ray through his skull. This process can also be used to reset damage that his physical form has already sustained. And this is seen in the story that where Ray gets shot in the head, like where a bullet was lodged at the base of his skull. Ray was told by the doctors that he would be paralyzed from the neck down, but after returning into his energy form and then back, the damage was healed instantly. So as pure energy, he can also travel at the speed of light and cross space unassisted. That's an insane power set. That's insane. Fun facts. Ray Terrell, or the Ray, appears in a media set in the Arrowverse. This version is from Tulsa, Oklahoma on Earth 1, but was transported to Earth X, where he received his powers from his Earth X counterpart, joined the Freedom Fighters in fighting the new Reichman, and entered a relationship with Citizen Cold. He also appeared in the CW Seed animated series Freedom Fighter, the Ray, a live-action crossover event, Crisis on Earth X. He joins forces with heroes from Earth 1 and Earth 38 to defeat the new Reichman. Despite being offered to return to Earth 1, Ray elects to stay to defeat the new Reichman remnants. And he also makes an uncredited appearance in the live-action crossover event Crisis on Infinite Earths. So they have him here, but I just can't help it. I'm so underwhelmed, and it's disappointing. Like, you know, like, as a parent, that's the one thing you don't want to tell your children. Like, because it hits hard sometimes. Like, you know, like, I'm not mad at you, I'm disappointed. That's how I feel about the Ray. I always liked him. I always thought he was really cool. But, you know, it's just very underwhelming. But I'll tell you what, let me give you my final thoughts, okay? Now, I've always liked the Ray. In fact, his costume has always been in my top 10. You know, it's got kind of a modern day Rocketeer vibe to it. And I was, for that, I was like totally along with the ride. You know, I was there. But awesome costume aside, what could be done with this character? Like, he's had his own solo series. And I don't think that the character, at least not yet, is built for live action main character status, you know? But you know what? I think I've got something, and I want to try this out with you. And I want to know what you think. So let me lay this out. Let's have the Ray use his light powers and transport himself to another universe. Maybe one where, let's say Superman is evil. So maybe the Injustice universe or something like that, you know, where it's still the actual Superman, but he is corrupted and he's a bad guy. Okay. Like, that's the main thing. I don't want it to be the Ultraman version that uses like synthetic kryptonite or whatever. I want it to be a real version of Superman. But, you know, like, let's see here. Okay, anyways, he's on his own and he has to try to take down the evil superheroes. But by doing this, he figures out that he may just be the most powerful being in the DC universe. Like, so check it out. Superman's basically the standard bearer, right? Like, and he's also solar powered. So what if the Ray pulled the yellow sun energy out of Superman's solar cells? Because he can absorb it, right? What if he converted it to red sun energy, which takes away Superman's powers and just makes him into like a normal person? He can also heal himself while in his energy form, and he can essentially take down Superman and save that corresponding universe. So this would be a matter of putting him up to that level. But with this, he can explore all the different applications that his powers afford. Like, he can help save the world and completely reform it with his powers. And I think that's what we need to push him to the next level and be one of the major power players in the DC universe. He's got the ability. He's got the power set. He just needs the mentality to do it, right? Like, he needs the motivation and the drive and the skill. And I think that if he was in his own separate universe, you know, and what if it's like something like, you know, more reality based or so, I don't know. It's just, it can be its own pocket universe, but we just need the evil Superman. We need that standard bearer that he can just wipe the floor with. And he doesn't need kryptonite to do it. He can do it by just depowering him and putting him away, you know? But that's my idea. I would love to know if you guys had idea for the Ray, or if you knew something that could redeem him, because, like I've said numerous times, he's really underwhelming. I'm just not seeing it. But let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Comment, like, subscribe, join the community. It's gonna be fun. Like, if we have conversations, we'll go, and I love to hear what you guys think. And if you also have requests for future episodes, I get those quite frequently. Let me know. I would love to add it to the list and get it in schedule. But guys, I think that's gonna do it for me today. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe, and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.